co-workers. When the media fails to cover these events, we become even more obliged to fill the gap. Don't be afraid to speak up today. This is Father Frank Pavone on Ave Maria Radio.
Co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
Today on More to Life, how do you plead guilty? We're going to help you overcome struggles with guilt and scrupulosity. Give us a call at 877-573-7825.
Everyone says they want to have a great marriage and family and personal life. Well, the theology of the body reveals how you can actually achieve it.
More to Life. The happiest couples know how to say I do to each other every moment of every day.
Surprising. Relevant. Hopeful.
Angela, let's not just settle for stopping your son's behavior.
Exactly. Let's talk about the kind of young man you want to raise.
Practical, theology of the body-based answers for every part of your life.
God's original blueprint didn't include depression and anxiety.
Yeah, that's a human invention. God wants to set you free. Let's talk about making that happen.
The life you were meant to live through the theology of the body. More to life.
Good morning, everyone. You're listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I am Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak, and we are thrilled to be back live. It feels so good to be in these seats with all of you.
Just feels good to be sitting.
And he says that because we've been standing for 3 days. We just came back from Orlando, Florida, with a meeting.
We did not see the mouse.
We saw something much better. We saw some of our wonderful bishops, and we were asked to speak and give them a conference on the domestic church.
We had about a dozen bishops with the Catholic Leadership Institute annual bishops retreat, and we did 5 presentations on the spirituality of the domestic church and how to help families experience their homes as places of holiness and God's love, and really a very good conversations and a wonderful time. So thank you for your prayers.
I really do have to let people know this. I left there, and I told the bishops this. I left there so heartened. These men understood the people of their diocese, cared deeply about the families in their diocese, wanted to know how to support these families and help them grow in holiness. They were all very proactive and looking for answers. None of them were kind of woe is me about anything. They were wonderful men of God. And I said to them at the end, I said, thank you, because you've all lifted my heart in terms of the direction of the church. I'm just letting you guys all know that because it really made me feel better.
Yeah, no, it was wonderful.
It felt really good.
Thanks to all the bishops who were in attendance. Thanks to all of you for your prayers, and thanks to Catholic Leadership Institute for hosting such a wonderful event and allowing us to be part of it. But we're back with you today.
And we're so happy to be
here. Talking with you about guilt and scrupulosity, that tendency that we can all have to beat up on ourselves about things, to have a hard time letting go of past mistakes or forgiving ourselves, even when we've, for example, gone to confession, or when someone has said they forgive us, or even if, there are times when something's not really even that big a deal, but we have a hard time just letting ourselves off the hook. If you struggle with guilt, with an unhealthy relationship with guilt or scrupulosity, or someone you love is having a hard time with that, let's talk it out together at 877-573-7825.
I just want to talk for a moment about that idea of somebody else we love dealing with this, because it can become a wedge in relationships. So often I see parents, older parents, putting a wedge between themselves and their young adult or adult kids, because their kids are now of an age where they understand their parents' foibles, mistakes, and even sins, and so they put a wall up in that relationship, and it's very painful, because every child, no matter how old you get as a child, wants that relationship with parents. So often that becomes a hindrance that we want to be able to take down, so we can have the parents that we need, and that they deserve that peace in their lives, so they can have full relationships, but even more so, I think as parents, when we are raising our children, especially grade school age, moving into high school age kids, this is something that, that children struggle with more and more and more in a world where they are only shown images of perfection all the time. Social media is all about everything being perfect, and so they can get very hard on themselves and begin to think that, you know, just getting assignments wrong in school or making a mistake on the field or having a social flub becomes the end of the world, and it causes them a lot of anxiety and a lot of distress. So looking at how we as parents help our children through forgiving themselves, being able to learn from things and move on and be stronger and healthier because of it. Satan loves to sneak in and make us feel so guilty that we actually turn away from the grace of Christ. And sometimes when we're striving for holiness, Satan uses this warped sense of guilt to keep us away from God, because we think that it's making us holier. We think that it's making us more diligent about our lives of faith. And in point of fact, it's keeping us from the one thing that can make us holy, and that's God's grace and mercy.
Well, I mean, the fact is there is such a thing as healthy guilt, and we'll talk
Absolutely
about that.
Absolutely there is.
But that guilt, the healthy guilt isn't meant to keep us trapped in it. It's meant to push us to make amends, to fix the wound, to heal the injury, and then receive God's grace and love both while we're doing that work and after. While unhealthy guilt tends to cause us to stay mired in it. But we're asking you today, do you struggle with that tendency to beat up on yourself, either for the sins you've committed, or just the faux pas, or
just being alive,
not being perfect.
I actually ate that cupcake, and I shouldn't have eaten that cupcake, and now I'm going to feel guilty about it for like 400 years instead of just enjoying the fact that you had the opportunity to eat a cupcake. I shouldn't have slept in. I should have worked harder. Oh, I'm not working hard enough. Whatever That's these things are.
The tyranny of the shoulds is what it's called.
We
just
play such terrible mind games with ourselves, such destructive ones.
So if you're tired of shooting all over yourself, give us a call at 877-573-7825. We want to help you overcome that struggle with unhealthy guilt and scrupulosity. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. You know, theology of the body reminds us that in all things, great and small, God is calling us into deeper union with Him. And rather than being something to avoid altogether, healthy guilt is God's way of letting us know that we've done something that removes us from His grace. It's meant to be an early warning signal that alerts us to a problem and, more importantly, points us back to practical ways we can restore our connection with God and with others. But as with all our feelings, Satan sometimes twists healthy guilt into something else. So, if our experience of guilt isn't pointing us to a clear way back to healing the injury we caused, or restoring our connection to God or others, it really isn't guilt at all that we're feeling. It's scruples. Now, scruples isn't just the fear that I haven't confessed my sins properly. It's the unhealthy, neurotic sense of guilt that makes it difficult to forgive ourselves or let go of mistakes, or most importantly, accept the love and forgiveness that God and others have for us. Scrupulosity is, in essence, guilt that offers no path to healing, but simply causes us to turn in on ourselves. You know, guilt, like all of our emotions, can be a gift, but only if we embrace those experiences of guilt that give us a clear way forward to repair the connections we might have damaged by the things that we've done. So, you know, the healthy experience of guilt is a bit like, you know, I do something wrong. I have this, you know,
or
the Holy Spirit.
I perceive it to be wrong, because sometimes we're off on that as well.
But then I get this feeling, right, that kind of a prompting from the Holy Spirit that says, hey, Greg, you know, you need to address that, and here's what I need you to do. So there's a sense of conviction, but also a sense of direction that come together when it's healthy guilt, right?
Mm-hmm. And often that sense of direction has a bit of a sense of power to it.
And
you just
hope.
You just feel like, yeah, okay, I can do this.
Sure, I messed up, but this is good. I can fix this. I with God's grace, I can learn from this.
I got a direction
to
go in.
Yeah, that's right. So it's conviction plus direction. But when they were talking about unhealthy guilt, scrupulosity, that's when you're talking about pure conviction alone, with no direction. So let's talk it out together at 877-573-7825. Again, that number, 877-573-7825. And let's find some ways forward, some ways to accept the forgiveness, the love, the peace that God has in store for you, so that you and your loved ones can stop beating up on yourselves and start accepting that grace, that healing that God wants to give you. 877-573-7825. Again, our show is titled, How Do You Plead Guilty? We're helping you overcome struggles with guilt and scrupulosity. Do you struggle with beating up on yourself? Tend to ruminate about past mistakes? Have a hard time forgiving yourself? Struggle with scrupulosity? Or does someone you love have a hard time with all of these things?
Or maybe you are working out your relationship with God. You have gotten into a place where you're better with God than you've ever known before, but the people in your life won't let you let go of your past mistakes. It happens so often that we live a certain way, we make certain mistakes, we have rifts in our relationship with those we love, and then we come to a new understanding through the Holy Spirit, through the grace of Christ, that we are loved and that we can live a different kind of life. We do, but then everybody else in our past, everybody who's known us, gives us a really hard time saying, no, that couldn't possibly be true. And we don't know how to heal those relationships. Wherever you are on this subject of feeling guilty or being told you should, we're here for you today on More to Life. We're thrilled to be back live with you. So give us a call at 877-573-7825. That's 877-573-7825.
Let's take our concerns to the Lord, and then we'll start taking your calls. In the name of the Father,
and the Son, and the
Holy
Spirit.
Amen. Lord Jesus Christ, you separate us as far from our sins as the East is from the West. And you are abundant in mercy, slow to anger, quick to forgive. And so we bring before you all of our own struggles with guilt and scrupulosity. And we ask you, Lord, to replace those feelings of self-condemnation with the love that comes from your heart. The love that allows us to face our mistakes, to face our brokenness, to face the things that we do wrong, but to face them with a sense of hope, with a sense of the knowledge that comes from our ability to heal the damage we've done to our relationship with you and others, as long as we bring all the parts that are broken of ourselves to you. We ask you, Lord, to not approach us and others with a spirit of condemnation, but with a spirit of true love that commits us to working for our good, for the good of others, and helps us in all ways to be able to learn from our mistakes, to heal and grow, so that we can receive your peace in place of the guilt and scrupulosity that often plagues us and separates us from your love and healing. We ask all of this through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary, and
in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Pope St. John Paul the Great,
pray for us.
Today on More to Life, we're talking about guilt and scrupulosity on the show titled, How Do You Plead Guilty? 877-573-7825. Do you struggle with just the general tendency to beat up on yourself, even for silly things, like, you know, waking up late or having that cupcake like Lisa was talking about, you know? Or for that matter, more serious things that you've maybe repented of, but you have a hard time letting go of? Do you have a tendency to ruminate about past mistakes, even if they're just, you know, social faux pas, the things, you know, oh gosh, I can't believe I said that, or I can't believe that happened. You know, you didn't mean to be offensive or hurt somebody, but you just can't let yourself go with it, right? Maybe you struggle with scrupulosity, or someone you love has a hard time with guilt, and you're looking for ways to support them. Whatever the situation, 877-573-7825. Again, that's 877-573-7825.
Let's talk now with Margaret Mary, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Dallas, Texas.
Hi there, Margaret Mary. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Oh, thank you so much. What I'm calling about today has a lot to do with guilt. My husband and I have a 40-year-old daughter going through divorce. She basically has no money. The husband, the ex-husband-to-be, sends a little bit here and there, but not enough for rent, upkeep, food.
Okay.
And we keep getting her money to live. We pay her rent. We give her food. We give her food money. She does not live near us.
Mm-hmm.
She lives in a few states away. But however, for the last several months, we have brought up, come live with us, get on your feet, everything will be free, come here and live with us. No, I do not want to live with you. So we're really struggling with the guilt of not giving them money and the grandchildren going without. We provide clothing, we fill in all the gaps.
Okay, no, and that's very generous. I just want to ask one thing to clarify. Is your daughter, do you feel like she's being responsible, that she's doing everything that she reasonably could, you know, to find work, to provide for her kids? It sounds like they're grandkids.
To recover from the trauma of the divorce that she's going through. Is she actively pursuing?
Or do you feel like she's just kind of hanging back and letting you carry her?
Well, a couple of things. She really doesn't have any qualifications to get a job, except something that would be pretty menial, which would be okay. But
be a start.
It would be a start, but it hasn't happened yet. And I think that she just always, I wouldn't classify her as a user because there's no drugs, no alcohol. She's an excellent mother. Thank God for all of those things. Mm-hmm. And the children are wonderful. No problems there at all. But it just when the first of the month comes around, then she writes a very sad letter to us, how much she loves us, but what is she going to do?
No rent money. Okay. How about budgeting and all of that?
Well, that is not even in her world because she's going through a divorce. It's been where he just sends irregular amounts of money. And they have been separated for 3 years, so now in the last 6 months she's actively pursued a divorce, which is the right course because then she can get regular money. But even the regular money is very inadequate.
Sure. So here's the thing. When it comes to supporting adult children, the rule of thumb here is that You really want to support them as long as you feel that they are being responsible about their own lives. So I would love it if you would sit down, you know, with your husband and your daughter and really talk through what is the plan here. You know, what needs to happen for your daughter to be able to stand on her own? Because it's not just that you don't want her to, you're very generous. It's not that you don't want her to need you. It's that there are sometimes ways that we can be helpful to others that aren't actually helpful, that actually cripple them. And then, you know, they, even though we're being generous, they can come to resent us because they see that on the one hand they need us, but they you know, we have this, we all kind of want to be able to be effective, right? And so the best way to support an adult child is to sit down with them and say, okay, let's look at the plan. What needs to happen here? And, you know, you say that she's not, she doesn't have a lot of qualifications, but she can do something to start providing for herself and her kids. In fact, she needs to.
And it would help her actually overcome the trauma of what she has gone through in the last 3 years with a man who is so inconsistent that he won't help pay for his children's lives, that he's this much of a... I mean, it's one thing to get a divorce. If the guy is standing up and supporting his children and doing what he's supposed to do because he's a good man, things can be worked out. She's obviously been going through a lot of trauma with this guy just not considering her or the children valuable, and that's a rough thing to go through. So getting a position, no matter how menial, as you were saying, would actually help because she'd begin to see that she has some agency of her own. That doesn't mean you cut her off.
No,
it
and
means
it doesn't
you
mean,
encourage
yeah.
that she find her agency in all of this, that she can begin to do something.
And it doesn't mean that she can necessarily cover all of her bills. The point is that she's working in the direction of being a responsible adult and addressing the problems and challenges that she has, and that you're supporting her then in achieving that, and then kind of weaning her off step by step as she becomes more responsible and more capable. The problem right now is you feel guilty because it's all an emotional thing. She makes an emotional appeal. You respond emotionally. You have no idea whether this is, you know, this is going to go on forever or what the plan is. And so it's all just purely an emotional thing. So by sitting down with her and coming up with a plan for her to have a budget, to find work, to really, you know, kind of get on her feet, then you know how much you need to help and what conditions under which you can help. And then so step two is, you know, you say, look, I'm willing to support you as long as I see you working the plan. If you're
and
not
up to, and I have to say, up to the point where you guys can, without setting yourself into great debt and destroying the ability for you guys to make it through the rest of your lives, it has to be practical and real. It can't just be constant.
So, Margaret Mary, if you kind of take these steps, I think that'll help alleviate some of the guilt, but give both you and your daughter some clarity for where things need to go from here. If there's more that we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out here again on More to Life, but we got to go to break with that. And when we come back, more with your calls about the struggle that we can all have with guilt or scrupulosity. How do we leave behind those mistakes, especially when we've repented of them and are trying to do our best? Let's talk it out together at 877-573-7825. More to Life will continue with your calls after this.
More to Life is underwritten by the following nonprofit organization: Real Estate for Life. Buying or selling your home or business property? Real Estate for Life can connect you to one of 900 pro-life real estate agents around the world. When Real Estate for Life receives a referral fee, they donate 80% of the referral check to Ave Maria Radio and Students for Life. More information at realestateforlife.org or 877-LIFE-US1. That's realestateforlife.org.
Are you looking for an affordable option for your health care? You feel compelled to support pro-life efforts in our country? Then now is the time for you to join CMF Curo. CMF Curo is the country's first healthcare sharing experience that engages church teachings by offering truly pro-life healthcare. CMF Curo members experience healthcare that's ethically consistent with church teachings and rooted in Catholic community. Learn more about CMF Curo and find Catholic healthcare options at mycatholichealthcare.com.
Are you tired of investing in the culture of death? Would you like your investments to be in line with the Catholic Church? Would you like an advisor who is a fiduciary and who understands retirement issues while sharing and respecting your Catholic beliefs? Contact Joseph Vitale at American Retirement Advisors at 855-756-5700, helping you preserve your retirement while preserving your beliefs and values. Call Joe at 855-756-5700.
Would you get on a plane that doesn't have a pilot?
Investing in passive index mutual funds may present the same issue. The Ave Maria mutual funds are actively managed by seasoned investment professionals to help you meet your investment goals in a morally responsible way. Ave Maria funds are managed to conform to pro-life and pro-family values. Long-term investors could invest in the no-load Ave Maria mutual funds. You can learn more about the Ave Maria mutual funds at 866-AVE-MARIA or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Welcome back. We're so glad to be with you on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
I'm Dr. Greg Popchak, and today we are talking with you about guilt, the challenge that we can sometimes have with forgiving ourselves, with accepting God's love, with refusing to beat up on ourselves. If you are struggling with that tendency to beat up on yourself for whatever, big things, small things, if you tend to ruminate about past mistakes or struggle with forgiving yourself or accepting forgiveness from God or others, or if you have someone you love who has a hard time with guilt, let's talk about ways forward. 877-573-7825.
You know, as we talk about this today, I really want to put people in a place where they consider the source of the guilt that they're feeling or that those they love are experiencing. Because healthy guilt, as we were saying earlier, is a loving correction from the Holy Spirit that makes us aware of the problem and simultaneously shows us a way forward for healing that problem. In John 3:17, we're reminded that Jesus did not come to condemn us, but to save us. Any godly experience of guilt will always point us toward concrete steps we must take to heal the damage caused by our actions.
Yeah, but if we're feeling guilt in absence of a clear path forward to healing, we might not be experiencing guilt, but scruples. And the first step is to take it to prayer and say something like, Lord, I'm feeling guilty about X. If there's something you need me to do to correct the situation, give me a way forward. And if there's nothing I can do, help me to know your love and forgiveness and let it go so I can concentrate on what your will truly is for me. The more we're able to bring that experience to God and let Him lead us through it, the more we'll be able to face our brokenness and mistakes with a sense of hope and grace. More to Life will continue after this.
Today's programming on 990 WDEO is brought to you in part by a gift made from our day sponsor, Our Lady of Good Counsel, celebrating their 100-year anniversary. All are welcome to attend a free screening of the documentary Revive, followed by an opportunity for a healing prayer on Sunday, January 26th at 6:30 p.m. in the church. For more information, visit olgcparish.net/events.
Experience life as a falcon. Join the Divine Child Catholic School community on Sunday, January 26th from 1 to 3 p.m. for their annual winter open house. For more than 60 years, Divine Child has been dedicated to instilling Catholic values and nurturing students' growth spiritually, academically, creatively, and socially. So join them and learn more about the home of the Falcons. Visit DC on Sunday, January 26th for more information. Visit DivineChild.org. That's DivineChild.org.
Light of the East, weekends on Ave Maria Radio.
I am Father Thomas Loya. This week on Ave Maria, we are between the season of Christ descending and His ascending, the Incarnation and the Resurrection. We turn then to the great spiritual masters of the desert to serve as our guides.
Saturday evenings at 8:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 on 990 WDEO, Ave Maria Radio. This program is brought to you in part by Charity Mobile, a proud partner of Ave Maria Radio for over 10 years. Charity Mobile is the pro-life cell phone company and has sent nearly $2 million to thousands of pro-life charities. 4G LTE coverage is available nationwide, and 5% of your monthly plan cost goes to your favorite pro-life charity. A video introduction is available at CharityMobile.com. Charity Mobile, everyday living, effortless giving. CharityMobile.com.
Hi, I'm Lisa Popchak. You may have heard the phrase, the family who prays together stays together.
But you may not know that this is backed up by significant research. Based on hundreds of studies, couples who pray together tend to be 15 to 20% happier than couples who don't. In fact, the more often you pray together, the happier you'll be. In one study, couples who said they pray together a lot were 30% more likely to endorse a positive statement about their spouse. Making God a regular, important part of your marriage relationship will help you have a more intimate, healthy, faithful marriage. And committing to prayer as a couple will enable you to show the world that the love that God shows you is possible. So today, ask your spouse to pray with you. And remember, God wants to change the world through your marriage. For more tips on how to have a God-centered marriage, visit moretoliferadio.com.
Welcome back, folks. You are listening to More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I am Dr. Greg Popchak.
And I'm Lisa Popchak.
Today's show is titled, How Do You Plead Guilty? As we help you overcome your struggles with guilt and scrupulosity. Do you tend to beat up on yourself or ruminate about past mistakes, big or small? Or for that matter, do you love somebody that struggles with guilt and you're not sure how to support them? Let's talk it out at 877-573-7825.
We're talking now with our next caller who's listening to EWTN Radio in Ohio.
Hey there, listener. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Thank you. I was just calling because, I have, there a guy that was living this great Catholic life, and we had been in a relationship friendship for 6 months, and I talked to him a little bit about my life, and I didn't always know my Catholic faith, and so then anyway it seemed like it was going really well. But, what I had told him a little bit about was just that I didn't always know, because I wasn't brought up in a family that always knew the faith or whatever. And so I didn't always go by everything that the Catholics believed because I didn't even know it. So he basically said that was one of the reasons why he wouldn't give me a chance, basically, to continue the relationship. So
and you're really broken up. Yeah, and you're really broken up about it. Can I ask, where are you at with it now? When you think about this, obviously the experience was hurtful, but what specifically is hurting you about it now? Where has it left you?
Because it's just no matter how hard I tried to live my faith and do well in life, and I've proved a lot to other people too that I am just at a place where I'm really at a place where I'm healed a lot, and but it's just and I think I also suffer with survivor's guilt from even bad things that have happened to me. And so the guy basically just told me that he couldn't handle a person like that. And so, that was one of the reasons he gave for.
So can I ask, let me suggest something to you, and then I want to ask a follow-up question, okay? So, first of all, I'm really sorry that you went through that. And I'm really, for what it's worth, proud of you and what you've done to cooperate with God's grace and leave behind the life that you were in before and come to a new place. You know, you're right. Like you said, you weren't raised to know these things, and we aren't held responsible by God for making mistakes that we don't even know are mistakes.
Yeah, and I want to be clear about that. Not only, are we not held responsible by God for making mistakes that we don't know are mistakes, because the church affirms that God doesn't condemn us for that, because the definition of sin is we have to know what we are doing is wrong and fully say, I'm doing it anyway, and with that, gusto.
That's just not where you were, you know. And when you, and as you learned more about your worth as a daughter of God and the life that God wanted to have for you, you made changes, and that's a beautiful thing. And anybody who can't see that is not a person that you should have in your life, because they're, despite how they look on the outside, they're really not good Catholics. They're not good Christians, because, you know, this is a guy who might be going through the motions of things, but anybody who's really a good Catholic and a good Christian person, certainly one who would be a healthy person for you, would be able to see the beauty in what God's accomplished in your life and the ways that you've cooperated with His grace. So having said that, I did have a question. But
I just want to add one thing to it before we ask the question, and that is, we're not saying that this guy is a bad guy because he couldn't handle your past. What we're saying is his faith is too weak. He's in a place where it frightens him. He just can't, he doesn't have the ability at this point to handle it. That's a reflection on his strength and his walk with the Lord and where it is. He could be a different person 10 years from now, but you don't wait around for that. What you're feeling is an awful lot of loss because you were hopeful that this was the guy, that you were going to find this great Catholic man. Don't despair thinking that God's not going to give you that great Catholic man. It's just this one wasn't the right one.
He wasn't strong enough for you. Now, the question I've got, though, is instead of being kind of upset maybe at him for the way he responded to you, why do you think you're condemning yourself?
I'm just really broken up about the whole situation, because it seems as though that, like, some people are gonna, well, I feel as though that even other people in the past have looked at me that way and haven't given me a chance, not even in relationships, but just...
Sure, and it's easy to make that about ourselves, okay? I really need you to understand that that's not about you. That's, like Lisa was saying, about the strength of the other person to be that person that God wants them to be.
And Jesus was surrounded by those people, okay? Jesus, fully God, sinless man. Many people said, oh, I can't handle the way he lives. I can't handle those people he hangs around with. I can't handle the fact that he's not addicted to all the rules that the Pharisees and the Sadducees have. He must be a terrible person. I'm out of here. That was not Jesus that caused that. That was the fact that they weren't strong enough to have, and they didn't have a clear vision of who he was. And he didn't sit around saying, well, now I got to prove myself and work harder at this. He just lived in his Father's grace and did what God called him to do.
The best response you can make to this, and to all those other people that you feel condemned you, is to spend more time really basking in God's love.
Yeah.
I really want you to spend some time every day reflecting on how you know that God loves you. And at first it might be a little bit challenging. But I want you to start to get a notebook. And it's really important to write this down. Don't just do it in your head, okay? And I say this and people, everybody's like, oh, yeah, okay. And they do it in their heads. But write it down. It makes a big difference. Every day I want you to write down either past experiences that you've had that let you know that God loves you, times when you've felt that love, when you've experienced God working for your good. Maybe there were times it didn't feel great, but you knew that they were working for your good, that they were helping you be the person that you are now and helping you get even stronger. Those were all from God. Every day I want you to write down the little blessings that happen, the things that go right. Those aren't accidents. Those aren't coincidences. Those are little hugs from God saying, I love you. You're my daughter, and I want to give you this hug to show you that I care about you and that you're on the right path. I want you to write those things down, and I want you to read them out loud, and every time you read them, I want you to say, thank you, God, for loving me as your precious daughter. Help me to feel that love in my heart so I can know what I'm worth in your eyes. And I want you to do that every day, and the more you do that, the more you're going to see what you're worth and begin looking for a different kind of guy. a guy who can see what God sees in you, instead of the kind of guy that you feel like you have to prove yourself to, which is what you're doing now. You're finding guys that you think are good Christian guys, and then trying to prove yourself. And when they condemn you, you feel like you're not coming up as worthy. Instead, what needs to happen is you need to spend that time reflecting on God's love for you and experiencing that love in your heart so that you know how he sees you and you can be drawn more to guys who see you that way too.
And I'd add one more thing to the writing this down part of the exercise. So every day before you go to sleep or when you get home from wherever you work, but I'd wait till you before you go to sleep because that way you've had a full day with God. And you write down those little things that showed you that God was present in your life, that he loved you in that day, no matter how tiny they seem, the parking space close to the supermarket, whatever that was, you write it down. But then on Sundays, I want you to treat yourself, and I want you to go back over your whole week of pages and really be able to say, thank you, Lord. You might want to do it before Mass. You might want to bring your book to Mass. You might want to do it where you have some quiet time after Mass. But taking that time to just look and see how God showed up for you that week so you can really praise him and thank him for being so present in your life. It will make such a difference in you being able to see your worth, and it will give you clearer eyes on the worth of other people who deserve your love and your respect, and that's all the people that you share the world with. And then you can just pray for this guy and people like him who just don't have the eyes to see him in Christ in you yet.
Thank you so much for your call. And I just want to affirm how beautiful you are in God's eyes.
Amen.
And how much God loves you. And I want you to really reflect on the journey you've been on and how God has gone to such great lengths to find you and lead you to the place that you're at. And that's something to celebrate, not to feel guilty about. And I hope that you'll be able to see yourself through God's eyes moving forward and be able to find guys who can see in you what God sees in you moving forward as well. Please follow through with these suggestions. I'm sure that it'll get you to that place. And if there's more we can do to support you, don't hesitate to reach out to us at CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about all the resources we have. All right, we got to go to break. When we come back, we're continuing to take your calls, though, about dealing with guilt and scrupulosity, that tendency we all have to beat up on ourselves for past mistakes, to kind of ruminate on the stuff we've done wrong or think we've done wrong. Or for that matter, if you love somebody who has a hard time letting go of guilt and you're not sure how to support them, let's talk it out. 877-573-7825. As we head out to break, I want to share our scripture verse of the day from 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and he will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Again, that's 1 John chapter 1, verse 9. If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just, and will forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When we come back, more helping you overcome guilt and scrupulosity and find God's peace and love when Mortal Life continues with your calls after the break.
Welcome to Advanced Dentistry Center family. This is Dr. Metti, and our team strives to treat you like family in a loving and compassionate way as we focus on serving you in a Christ-like manner. We do this by emphasizing prevention and general well-being for a lifetime. Our private practice is small, personal, state-of-the-art, and innovative, with the goal to educate and motivate our patients in improving their oral health. It is through a partnership with you that you will achieve the goals for your smile. Advanced Dentistry is serious about the level of care we provide, with attention to details and an exceptional level of care, skill, and judgment. We are thrilled for the opportunity to serve you.
Dr. Matty and the team invite you to visit them at AdvancedDentistryCenter.com or call them at 248-594-9592. That's 248-594-9592. AdvancedDentistryCenter.com.
On the next Cresta in the Afternoon. Smartphones have made pornography more accessible than ever. Some places are trying to reverse the trend. Students at Catholic University and Notre Dame have recently petitioned the university to install filters on their Wi-Fi service, and we've got different responses at each of those universities. We're going to discuss that with Patrick Riley of the Cardinal Newman Society.
Cresta in the Afternoon from 4 to 6 on 990 Ave Maria Radio.
Are you looking for an affordable option for your health care? You feel compelled to support pro-life efforts in our country? Then now is the time for you to join CMF Curo. CMF Curo is the country's first healthcare sharing experience that engages church teachings by offering truly pro-life healthcare. CMF Curo members experience healthcare that's ethically consistent with church teachings and rooted in Catholic community. Learn more about CMF Curo and find Catholic healthcare options at mycatholichealthcare.com.
Want more tips for living a more joyful, abundant life through the gift of the theology of the body?
Well, and follow us on Facebook at More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa, and on Twitter and Instagram at Catholic Counselors. We'll see you there.
Welcome back, and thank you for joining us today on More to Life on the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. I'm Lisa Popchak.
And I'm Dr. Greg Popchak. Today's show is titled, How Do You Plead? Guilty! As we help you overcome unhealthy guilt and scrupulosity that separates us from God's forgiveness and love. The number, 877-573-7825.
And I just wanted to share with all of our listeners that I have a little side area where all the moms can come, no matter what age or stage they're at, called momfidence.org, where moms can go and get a new sense of confidence to do what God is calling them to do. I have a brand new blog and podcast up on that page at momfidence.org. You can also follow me on Instagram and Facebook at momfidence official. So it's just like confidence, except mom at the beginning of it instead of con. And the new podcast is about how 30 seconds can change your life and help you meet your goals, and it really can. So if you're interested in getting a little more confidence as a mom, whatever age and stage you're at, join me over at momfidence.org.
And Momfidence Official on Instagram and Facebook. That's Check right. it out. With that, let's go to our next caller. Lisa, who's up?
Let's talk now with Maria, who's listening to EWTN Radio in Texas on Guadalupe Radio.
Hey, Maria. Welcome to More to Life. What's going on?
Good morning, guys. Thank you for taking my call. Well, I was just going to say how much Momfidence has been helping me with mom's guilt.
Oh, thank you, Maria. That's so kind. Thank you. I'm glad it can be there for you. How can we be there for you today on More to Life? What's going on?
Sure. Well, I have three daughters, but my guilt comes in general from being too perfectionist, from, I guess, expecting always the best from all the people that either live with me, my daughters, my
Can you give
house,
us an example, maybe?
Coworkers.
Yeah, where does this happen? Is it, well, you're even saying your coworkers, so is it in just their production and what you ask them to do? Is it where does this touch your life? What triggers it?
And like I said, you know, it does affect my life in every single aspect. I'm a perfectionist. My dad was a perfectionist, and he always expected a lot from me. Where I get the guilt mostly is with my children, but it also happens at work.
So give us an example with your daughters in particular. What would you say would be the most common experience of this for you?
Right. Well, I'm always telling them to, you know, we read Matthew Kelly, and he always talks about, you know, becoming the best versions of ourselves. I frequently and every morning when we do the prayer, when we're going to school, always, you know, mention that, you know, help us God to become the best versions of ourselves. And when it comes to academics, I'm always pushing for a higher grade. And I still remember when my oldest child got her first C, it felt devastating for me. I almost feel like it is my grade instead of her grade because I'm not doing enough to push her to get a better academic grade. At the end of the day, I feel terrible if something happens to my kids that it's either a bad grade or they didn't perform well. And I tend to compare my children with other children that seem to be better or more perfect. And I
when
have
you...
even mentioned that comparison to my children, and that creates a lot of resentment among them. And
can I ask you, when you... when your kids maybe don't do as well as you wish they would on a test or something, what goes through your head about you as a mom?
That I didn't do good enough, that I'm not doing my job as a mom, and what am I going to tell God whenever, you know, the final judgment comes? I just want him to say, come to me, good servant. And I remember talking to one of a spiritual director that once told me, you know, that comes from your image of a punishing God. And when I read that book, The Good Goats, I mean, I had to read it almost every few months to remind myself that I'm not going to be judged at the end. And I remember him saying, you know, if parents were judged by the way children behave, then God will be the worst.
Well, but here's the thing, okay? This isn't really about your kids at all. And that's the thing I need you to get in your head, okay? You're a good mom and you mean well, but this perfectionism with your kids isn't really about wanting the best for your kids at all. It's about needing to know that you're loved. And what's happening is you're saying, I will know that I am loved and worthy if my kids are perfect. So what you're doing unintentionally is making your kids take care of you emotionally. And if they ever have any problems or make any mistakes, then you don't feel loved or worthy. And that's a tremendous burden to place on them. Now, you're not doing that intentionally. That's not your desire. But I need you to see that this is not about your kids at all. And that every time your kids don't do well on a test or don't do, you know, what you wish that they would, what's happening is that there's this sort of little girl inside of you that says, my daddy's not going to approve of me.
And part of that is your human father who really placed that image in your head because of the way he did push you.
As you mentioned, he was perfectionistic as well.
Exactly. And then you put that image on God the Father. And you think that he's not going to ever let up until you're perfect.
So when your kids come home with a test grade that's lower than you think it should be, or they don't do as well as you wish, and your initial reaction is to correct them or get on them, I want you to take a deep breath, okay? And I want you to say to yourself, this isn't about my kids. This is about the little girl inside of me feeling like I'm not good enough for my daddy or for God. And what I need to do is go and spend some time with God the Father and remind myself of how much he loves me.
And then go and spend some time with your children and let them know how much you really love them. Because when we make mistakes, they're a chance to grow and a chance to learn. We don't give birth to our children and expect them in the first hour of life to be walking, speaking perfectly with perfect grammar, and getting a Harvard degree in the first hour they're born. We grow, we learn, and it's a process. And your children are in the midst of that, and they want you to come alongside of them and love them, encourage them gently, let them know you think that they are capable, but also that it's okay to make mistakes and move along the way. You know, Jesus fell three times, and he needed a Simon of Cyrene, and he needed his mother to keep standing there as a constant. And we're called as moms to be that for our children, to help carry that cross, to stand there and be there with them and be loyal and faithful and prayerful for them. And I know that you can do that because your heart is so in the right place with wanting to love God and love your kids.
Now, the only way to get there, though, because you're not going to be able to just do that on your own. The only way to get there is, as I said before, when you feel that guilt or that desire to criticize your kids, number one, realize it's not about your kids and step away and do what I was suggesting to our previous caller. Get a notebook. Write down how you know that you are loved by God. What experiences have you had that have shown you that his love? What are the little blessings that occur throughout the day that communicate the fact that he's giving you that little hug and saying, Maria, I love you so much. You are worthy in my eyes. You are my beautiful daughter, and I need you to know how much you deserve this love and to feel right inside yourself. Write those things down, and if you struggle with that, you know, that might be a good indication that it's time to get some counseling to kind of heal some of those older wounds. But start with this, okay? Start writing it down every day. When you feel that tendency to want to criticize your kids, go and do this first. Once you've gotten yourself rooted in that sense of God's love, then do what Lisa was suggesting. Go back to them, you know, hug them. If they need help coming up with a plan for how they can do better on the next test or whatever, then by all means come up with a study plan and do it with them. Don't just say, I need you to do better. You know, but actually say, well, you know what? Let's take 15 minutes a day and go over it together and really, you know, learn it well and kind of make it a bonding experience, not a criticism experience, okay? And focus on giving your kids the love that you wish that your dad had been able to give you, because you know what you wanted from him and that you want to give your kids. Communicate God's love to them through the healing that you receive from him when you spend that time in his love every day. Maria, thank you so much for the call. I hope that these suggestions will take you in a new direction. If there's more we can do to support you, and this goes for all of you listeners as well, in your own struggles to leave behind these feelings of guilt and scrupulosity, come on over to CatholicCounselors.com to learn more about all of our resources, including our book, Unworried, A Life Without Anxiety, which addresses this issue head-on, as well as many other resources, including the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telephone counseling practice, available at CatholicCounselors.com.
You've been listening to More to Life with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. More to Life is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and is carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network. Our producer is Dan McGraw. For copies of this program or for more information, visit AveMariaRadio.net.
On the next Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
Father Joseph Fessio from Ignatius Press on this beautiful new book regarding the priesthood and the gift of celibacy. All of that plus you on a Friday.
Catholic Connection, weekday mornings at 8 a.m. on 990 WDEO.
If you believe in the power of prayer, Ave Maria Radio invites you to look at their website to submit a prayer request at AveMariaRadio.net. Your prayer requests are shared with hundreds at the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist, the Servants of God's Love, the Monastery of the Blessed Sacrament Cloistered Nuns, the Family of Faith Apostolate, and the staff of Ave Maria Radio.